Every year, Spanish cowherders and shepherds travel routes that haven't changed since Roman times. The so-called cañadas, or royal trails, are protected, at least by law. But the reality is very different. Each year, more and more royal trails disappear as developers, farmers, even the government encroach on them. The World's Jerry Haddon reports.
When Lionel Martorell was just 14 years old, he dropped out of school to look after sheep. That was 30 years ago. Each spring, he slides open his metal barn doors and sets his flock on an ancient path toward mountain pastures some 150 miles away.
At 14 years old, I thought I knew more than the teachers. I knew I wasn't meant to study. I was born to work outdoors.
On this early morning, Lionel sets out with his 1,000 head of sheep across a dew-covered meadow. The path he's taking is marked with small blue and white markers. The Via Augusta, they read. Augusta's Road, named for the Roman Emperor Caesar Augusta, or Caesar Augustus. This was once the main Roman highway that ran north from Rome to Cadiz in southern Spain. There are hundreds of similar routes that crisscross Spain. They are protected to this day and must be at least 200 feet wide for animals to pass comfortably. But Lionel says in Spain the law has largely been ignored, and just 20 minutes into his trip, he comes upon proof. The Via Augusta suddenly merges with a narrow paved road lined by olive orchards.
Es una invasión donde el gobierno español, al hacer las carreteras por dentro de las vías pecuarias.
This is an invasion. The Spanish government put a road on top of the cañada because this way didn't have to expropriate private property and pay someone compensation for their loss. But in doing so, Spain stole part of its own heritage.
Lionel's sheep click and clack their way along this back road. From time to time, the sheep veer from the asphalt to munch on the roadside grass. Lionel curses and screams. The weeds contain a potential peril, deadly pesticides. Lionel says the government often sprays poison along this road. Soon, one of the pesticide trucks approaches. Lionel tells them it's illegal to spray along the protected cañada. Their response, take a hike. A heated argument ensues. In the end, the police come, and the pesticide guys retreat back to town. Last year, Lionel lost 2 sheep to pesticides. People, he says, don't seem to appreciate where their meat comes from. The sound of trucks and cars soon herald Lionel's arrival at the highway. This is the most difficult moment of the migration. The Via Augusta merges with asphalt again, but this time the speed limit is 75 miles per hour. The nervous animals leap a low metal guardrail and scatter out onto the wide highway. Speeding vehicles approach from both directions, but they manage to stop. Last year, Lionel lost 18 sheep in one fell blow when a car plowed into the flock.
Oh, me parece maravilla. Siempre que no esté media hora aquí.
As Lionel's sheep plod along, the driver of one trapped vehicle says, I think this ancient tradition is marvelous, as long as I don't have to wait half an hour, he adds. Sure enough, after about 20 minutes, drivers begin to lose patience. Finally, a big pickup truck does what Lionel fears most. It tries to pass the sheep in the fast lane. Lionel tries to block the way. He raises his wooden staff like a baseball bat. Come on, jackass, he yells. I'll bust you a good one. But the driver accelerates. Lionel is forced to jump to the side. Luckily, the sheep move out of the way, too. For a long time afterward, Lionel doesn't feel like talking. He leads his sheep off the highway and slowly up into the hills. That night, Lionel finally leaves the pavement behind and reaches a wide, dry riverbed cutting through a steep canyon. It's a good place to camp. Dinner is coffee and lamb sausages. As the stars come out and Lionel prepares his bedding, he reflects on the day's misadventures. He says the world is out of balance. People don't know how to live anymore. He says they don't even know how to eat.
Sí, claro, la gente come con los ojos. ¿Qué manzana más bonita? No saben si es buena, si tiene buen gusto.
People eat with their eyes these days. They say, oh, what a beautiful apple. But they don't know whether it's any good or has any flavor. That nice white meat they buy no longer tastes like meat. It's probably been genetically modified in a laboratory.
The following morning at sunrise, Lionel breaks camp and sets his flock moving up the rocky canyon. Ahead of him lie a few more villages, and most likely a few more arguments with folks who don't appreciate 1,000 sheep traipsing down Main Street. But this is the route to the summer pastures, and it's been the route for some 2,000 years. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon in the hills of Castellón, Spain.